above you. No one can compare to you in our lives. There is no rock like you. We give you praise and we give you all the glory. We ascribe every blessing, every honor, every power, every dominion, and every glory to your holy name. In the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, our hearts are open in this moment. And I thank you for your precious, wonderful counselor. I thank you for the beautiful spirit, your spirit, in our midst. I acknowledge the presence of your glory right here, right now. For this is your dwelling place. Therefore, Lord, as your word goes forth, do your work. Perfect all that concerns us. Perform wonders without numbers. Do miracles in this place. Answer prayers. Bring answers to questions that have bugged the hearts of people for some time. Do a mighty work in this place. Let there be a transformation from the inside to the outside, such that cannot be undone by the external forces of this world or the forces of darkness. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, thank you. For I speak your word as one who's anointed for such a time as this. I speak as your very oracle, according to the ability that the Holy Spirit gives me. Thank you for utterance, and thank you for unction to function in this moment. Thank you for the spirit of revelation, the spirit of wisdom at work right here, bringing us revelational knowledge of who you are, that intimate, experiential, accurate, and precise knowledge of who you are through your word and via the ministry of your spirit. We give you praise and we give you glory. And surely we are living here, Lord, armed with light to maximize this new season that you have brought us into. We give you all the glory and we give you all the praise. In Jesus' precious and mighty name we have prayed, and the people of the Lord shout your loudest amen. Give the Lord Jesus Christ a big, big clap of praise. Come on. Come on, bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. There is fire in this place, bless the Lord. There is joy in this place, bless the Lord. There is joy in this place, bless the Lord. There is joy in this place, bless the Lord. There is glory in this place, bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. Welcome everyone by your side. And make sure there is no stranger that is going to be by your side. Lift your right hand and declare with authority, a new chapter is open to me. Maybe there are just 300 people here that can hear that. Shout it again. A new chapter is open to me.
A new chapter is open to me.
Maybe just for 1,000 persons. Shout it again. A new chapter is open to me. Isaiah chapter 22:22. Let us read together and read out very loud. 1, 2, go. The key of the house of David I will lay on his shoulder, so he shall open and no one shall shut, and he shall shut and no one shall open. Is there anybody here that is hearing what God is saying? The key of the house of David I will lay on his shoulder. Somebody say key. Of the house of David I will lay what? On his shoulder. And I told us that key stands prophetically. You know, you have to understand prophetic symbolism in interpretation of scriptures. Key stands for three major things. One is knowledge. The second is government, authority. The same. Authority or government, you're talking about the same. So you can put it together as governing authority. And then the third is access. Access either to grant it or to forbid it, either to open it or to shut it. So the prophet of God begins to declare, the key of the house of David, who is he talking about? Jesus. I will lay on his shoulder, so he shall open and no one shall shut, and he shall shut and no one shall open. Watch this. He shall open and no one shall shut. He shall shut and no one shall open. Let's look at who he's talking about. Isaiah chapter 9 verse 6, and we're going to read verse 6 and verse 7. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given. Now continue with me and read out loud. Want to go? And the government will be upon his shoulder. The key of the house of David I will place where? On his shoulder. So what you're seeing is saying there is an authority, the government, dominion that will be upon his shoulder, meaning he will be the one that will reign. He will be the greatest authority, King of kings, Lord over lords. And his name will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Now, you know that Jesus Christ is talking to us. When he showed up and said, I and my Father are one. So his name shall be called Everlasting Father. He told Philip and the disciples, so I've been here manifesting before you and you do not know me, and you're seeing me and you're asking, show us the Father. I'm the express image of the Father. Somebody say with me, Jesus Christ and the Father are one. His name shall be called Prince of Peace. Verse 7. Let's read together and read out very loud. One to go. Of the increase of his government and peace, there will be no end. Of the increase of his what? Government and peace, there will be no end. Upon the throne of David and over his kingdom. So this is the one that will occupy the throne of David. That promise that God gave to David, your seed will sit on this throne forever. Jesus is the fulfillment of that. It was a prophecy of the coming Christ. To order it and establish it with judgment and justice from that time forward, even forever. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this, and he has performed it. And a name was given him that is above every name. That at the name of Jesus Christ, every knee. What did I tell you? Name means authority. At the authority, at the government, the lordship of Jesus Christ, every knee what? Bows. And every tongue confesses that Jesus is Lord. Lift your two hands. The host of heaven is here. Shout, Jesus Christ is Lord. Of things in heaven. Of things beneath on earth. Of things beneath the earth. He's Lord over all. He's Lord in Lamb Global. He's Lord in my family. He's Lord in my life. Jesus Christ, the Son of God, is Lord. Give him praise. Oh, you give him praise. Don't pretend to be praising. You genuinely give him praise. Hallelujah. The government shall rest on his shoulder, and of the increase of his government and peace, there will be no. Luke chapter 1, verse 31 to 33. And behold, so we have to know who the scripture is talking about in Isaiah 22. You will conceive, the angel is speaking to Mary the Virgin, in your womb, and bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus. Verse 32. Everybody join me and read out loud. One to go. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Highest. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David. So the Bible calls him the seed of David. When you saw that man that was blind, Bartimaeus, crying out, Thou son of David, he's an Israelite, so he understands, or he understood what he was invoking. He was calling him the coming Messiah, the one that will have the throne of David and reign forever. Of the increase of his government, there shall be no end. The one that will reign forever. Thou son of David, have mercy on me. Thou son of David. He was telling him, I know you are Lord. I know you're the coming Messiah we have been waiting for. He will give him the throne of his father, David. So let's get back to Isaiah 22, verse 22. Hold that neighbor and be the voice of the prophetic to that neighbor. Read that so loud to your neighbor. One to go. The key of the house of David I will lay on his shoulder, so he shall open and no one shall shut, and he shall shut and no one shall open. So he shall what? Open and no one shall shut. He shall shut and no one shall open. Revelation chapter 3. We are going somewhere. Verse 7. Libra nesum brani kalidosh. 1, 2, go. And to the angel of the church in Philadelphia, write. This thing says he who is holy, he who is true, he who has the key of David. Who has the key? Oh, I'm asking you, who has the key? Malingredosa, maenkarinde kadosa, tikarushi predingaloso prandeka itaha. Who has the key? I'm asking again, who has the key?
Jesus.
I'm asking again, who has the key?
Jesus.
When next the devil tells you that there is something he did or his demons did to lock your destiny, I pray you remember who has the key. I pray. When someone threatens you and tells you, or if ever someone threatens you and tells you that they went somewhere and did certain things, invoked diabolical powers, and that they locked someone's destiny, they used padlock, they used whatever, they threw it into the river. Remember who has the key. He who has the key of the throne, authority. He who opens, hear me. There may be keys, but there is a key. Let me say that again. There may be keys, but there is the key. Mr. Prince. Who has authority in church? Okay, Pastor Koma. Arrest them, Pastor. Stand. Call Mr. Prince to come. Mr. Prince, come. Who will he obey first? The higher. I don't care the authority that has been trying to ruin your destiny. There is the authority. Every other authority bows to that authority. He's not the higher authority. He's the highest authority. The scripture says, no matter who locks it, if he opens it, no one can shut it. No one. Lamusi pranda le enta impratu suprahita le eprati karusha. How dare you give the devil credit of locking what Jesus opened? How dare you? How dare you imagine that there is something the enemy can do to lock what Jesus opened? I proceed la ambrus in karates kapahata lego sindeli bradosa laika, and Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us, for it is written, cursed be everyone who hangs on a tree. How dare you imagine that a curse can hinder what Jesus has redeemed? Hey! That a curse can hinder what Jesus has redeemed. That a curse can close what Jesus has opened. That a curse can open what Jesus has closed. Jesus has ended that cycle of rising and falling, that cycle of barrenness, that cycle of near success syndrome, that cycle of delay and stagnation, that cycle of addiction, that cycle of divorce and never having a good marriage or broken marriages. Jesus has ended it. He bled on the cross. I say he bled on the cross. He paid the price. How can anyone convince us that someone can open what he has shut? Lift your hands. Malenaya. Everywhere pray in the spirit. Lere zunde ikahata. Ah, lebra deya. Power of the Holy Ghost. Nemanunch. Eh. Come closer. Lebra deya. Lift your hands. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Lebare gadido sengaha. Look into my eyes. Lemra ne saketa. The hand of the Lord rests upon you to use you mightily in this day and give you abundant resources that need is met. Power of the Holy Ghost. Lebra de sunde libra gata. Lebra de suta. Le caruze gata. Le rido zayaka. He opens and no one shuts. He shuts and no one opens. He opens. Pray in the spirit everywhere. Pray with fire. Le kuze itaya. Le pre de koshataya. Le ribrados in the libra gadesha. Le bayi pori de balo bayikaha. Le brados in the libra gataya. Le garuze. Libre getosha kaha. Le bradesun de libre gadesha. La bosa getosha. Libre getosa. Le baya. Mande getosha kata. Le braduse. Le baya katosa. E baiko zakata. Le brade karuse. Le baya karadesha. Libre getosi karabragadesha. Le bayi boride sutaya, likeruze kayada barusha, le bragadezu taeka, le bradezu ne libregadesha, librege le baruse bragadesha, librege balla bradezu taya, librege dos taya galabrahata, librege da kosha taya galabaha, le baye pos toya, librege baba 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 baba, librege de kara bragadesha, le Libre que dos atea, libre que vaya cara pradosha.
libre de dos prata, ligerusa tea, lubaye carusha kata, libre de dos ne libre gadai, le paye posa ika, le pradesha kata, ligerusa tea kataya, de carusha kata, libre de dosa, libaye caradesa, le paye carosa, libre de dos taya, libre de posa tea, libre de pori sotea garabahata, le papa, libre de dosa, libre de sotea, le paye cosa, libre de rosa tea, libre de bete carabracadesa, libre de barosa, e palegere de sotaya.
Jesus' name we pray. We are building up. We are building up. We are building up. We are building it up. Have your seat in God's presence. Get back to that revelation. And the angel of the church in Philadelphia writes, lift your two hands and let's read. One to go. This says he who is holy. He who is what true. He who has the key of David. He who opens and no one shuts. And shuts. Somebody say no one. No matter the name it goes by, no one. No matter the title it goes by, no one. No matter the authority it represents, no one. He opens and no one shuts. He shuts and no one opens. Now, this Jesus is seated on this throne of dominion, this throne of glory, this throne at the right hand of the Father, not right side. Right hand of the Father. That means the position of authority. The right hand is the position of the firstborn. Is the position of favor and grace. Is a position of lordship. But guess what? If you stop there, what's going to happen is you're going to live your life always expecting Jesus to do something. You hold the key, please do something. You hold the key, please do something. You hold the key, please open this door for me. Please open that door for me. Please do that. And if that's it's your position spiritually and revelationally, there is so much you're going to miss. So much you're going to be missing that God has for us. So much. You have to go beyond that revelation, or not beyond, but build upon that revelation to begin to understand that first of all, we have been brought into Christ. We are in Christ, and Christ is in us. Say, I am in Christ. And Christ is in me. That's the mystery that's been hidden for ages. That's been revealed to us today by the Spirit. Christ in us. That that's the hope of glory. That's the expectation of glory. You want to have a glorious life on earth and enjoy eternal bliss and glory forever with Christ in all of eternity. That's it. That's the hope of that glory, the expectation of that glory. Shout it again. Say, Christ in me. Say, and I in him. Say, we are inseparably one. Look at the terminology the scripture uses. It said, he that is Christ or has come to Christ or baptized into Christ, mean immersed into Christ, is one spirit with the Lord. Union, inseparably united with Christ, inseparably, as Jesus and the Father are one, we and him are one. And look at how the scripture characterizes and illustrates the concept of this truth by calling us the church, the body of Christ. He is the head of the body. We are the members of his body. So, can you speak of David the Fetuku and speak only of my head without speaking of my hands? Without speaking of my legs? So, when you speak of David the Fetuku, you speak of my whole being. Spirit, soul, and body. And now, with the illustration of the body, you're not speaking of just my eyes. You're speaking of every part, every faculty of my members, of my body. Every. You speak of my fingers. You speak of my toes. You speak of my knees. So, every member of this body is one and the same as David Ifechukwu. So, when Jesus Christ sat on his throne, that throne of glory, of dominion, at the right hand of the Father, the Bible alludes, and the Bible, hear me, the scripture tells us very clearly that we are seated with him in the heavenly places, at the right hand of the Father. The same place of authority, the same throne of authority, that's where you and I are seated. Do you know the implication? The implication is that we are now in the place with the legal right, legally in the spirit, legally on earth, to use the authority he has. That's why we have the power of attorney. When you're given the power of attorney, you have the legal right to execute ownership, to execute, to possess. We have the power of attorney to his name. We can use his name. We can pray in his name. That name is not shouting in the name of Jesus. That name means use my authority. That's what it says. So when he was having industrial training for his disciples, getting them ready to understand how to operate this thing by the time he will ascend to the Father, he called them in Luke chapter 10 verse 19 and said something that is very real and still real till this day. Luke chapter 10 verse 19. And I want you to read and read out very loud. One, two, go.
Behold, I give you authority to trample on serpents and scorpions.
One more time.
Who is doing that? Don't let them trample on you.
Read again. 1, 2, go. To trample on serpents and what? Devils and unclean spirits. And over how many? What degree? They? Whatever that power is, power of lies, power of deception, power of manipulation, power of seduction, power, whatever, power of sin, power of the curse, whatever power the enemy, I give you power over all. I give you authority, exousia, over all the power, not some, all the power of the enemy. And while you're exercising that authority, rest assured, nothing shall by any means, in any degree, harm you. Nothing. Just leave the devil alone. Oh. Let him not just wake up and remember you. What? So, Kenneth Hagin had this experience while Jesus Christ appeared to him in a vision, real vision. And as he was talking with Jesus, there appeared this small creature, a demonic creature, a demon, with a foul presence, making foul noises. And that creature came in between him and Jesus. And suddenly he could no longer see Jesus or hear what Jesus was saying to him. And that demon was just, you know, acting up and acting up and acting up. And he was so surprised. How dared that demon, in the presence of Jesus? The presence of Jesus. How did he? And that thing kept happening. And then he got angry in his spirit. And he rebuked that demon. In the name of Jesus, get out! And that demon just vanished from there. Immediately as he spoke. And then he came to Jesus in that vision. And he was saying, why would you allow a demon to just intercept and interfere with our fellowship in your presence? And you did nothing. And Jesus said, I was waiting for you to do something. And he said, why? He said, because the authority to take care of him I already gave to you. So it's no longer in my hands, it's in your hands. And if you had done nothing, I would have done nothing. Wow. It taught me a lot. You know, we can be in the place of worship. It has happened to me many times. Whether it's my personal time of worship and I'm exalting the Lord, praising the Lord, or whether it's in church, whether we're in a small group or we're in the large corporate worship, it doesn't matter. And you just notice this, sense it, discern it within your spirit. There is a strong manifestation of Shekinah glory, that the glory of God's presence has filled the place. Sometimes you even see people crying, people shaking. There have been in meetings where it's almost hard for you to stand. Almost hard for you to stand. And in all those things that's happening, with that presence and power, somebody will be sick and still live sick. You know why? Until a believer now opens his mouth in that presence and say, in the name of Jesus, you foul spirit of infirmity, take your filthy hands and go. It won't go. Authority must be exercised for the enemy to submit. I told you the story many times. Power will be present to heal. How Apostle Paul was preaching, and a man lame in his, at Lystra, lame in his 2 feet, from the mothers who never walked, was there listening. He observed the man, noticed he had what? Faith to be healed, but was still lame until authority was exercised. Stand up! If you don't exercise authority, you will die under that bondage of someone you have authority over. Every single time you're crying to God about what the devil is doing against you, against your enemy, against your family, against your destiny, and you're just crying to God, you're wasting your prayers. Actually, the only way God answers that prayer is to give you the revelation that you have the authority. Stop talking to me and exercise the authority over that. I give you authority to dominate, trample on serpents, devils, demons, unclean spirits, all of them, all the cohorts and forces of hell. Every element of darkness, I give you authority. Use the authority. Stop crying to me and use the authority. Stop talking to me and use the authority. You don't pray to God about the devil. You use the authority you're giving. You don't pray to God about closed doors. You use the authority you are given. Matthew chapter 16. Let's get to verse 19. Let's even start from verse 18 and lay the foundation well. Jesus comes and asks his disciples, who do men say that I am? And some said you're a great teacher. Some say you're a great prophet. Some say you're this. And then he said to them, who do you say I am? And Peter rose up, inspired of the Holy Spirit. And he said, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus looked at him and smiled and said, blessed are you, son Barjona, Simon da Barjona. Flesh and blood has not revealed this. This is not natural revelation. Somebody say revelation. Shout light. Come on, shout light. Come on, shout it again. Shout light. Say, flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father who is in heaven. And in verse 18, he now says, and I also say to you that you are Peter on this rock. Now, you know he's not on Peter. He's trying to say something. Your name is Peter, meaning rock.
So he said, this is not coincidence. On this rock, what rock? The revelation that I am the Christ, the Son of the living God. On this revelation, on this light, I will build my church. Now watch this. Everybody shout, and the gates. Remember, keys and gates. All of them stand for what? Authority. And the authority of hell shall not prevail against it. That means when you invoke my authority as the Christ, hell can't stand it. If you invoke my authority, if you stand on my authority, if you exercise authority standing on my authority, no hell, no power of the devil can resist it. It can't prevail against it. It can't overcome it. The gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Verse 19. Hold your neighbor, call him by his or her name, and please be very genuine and loving as you're calling that name. Don't call it anyhow. That name is a treasure. Call him, say, Mr. David. Say, hear the word of the Lord. And read verse 19. 1, 2, go. And I will word. He wasn't speaking to Peter. He said, on this revelation, on this light, I'll build my church. And the gates of hell will not prevail against my church. I will give you my church. That's what he's saying. I will give you. He's saying I will, because he has to die, be raised from the dead. He has to ascend, be seated at the right hand of the Father. He said, so that where I am, you will be. You will not be seated with me, and you can have that same access and the same authority as I have. You can now use my authority. In my name, you will cast out devils. I'll give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. And whatever, ignorance is bad. Whatever you bind. What does it mean bind? Forbid. What does it mean also to bind? Tie up. What does it mean to bind? Shut. If you shut it, it's shut. No one can open it. The gates of hell can open it. No one. If you shut it, it's shut. This thing is so powerful that when the church of our Lord Jesus Christ, standing in the name of Jesus, moved by the Spirit of Jesus, decides that a man is to be given to the devil, that the man is ended. There is nothing anybody can do. You say, whomever you forgive is forgiven. Whom you don't forgive is not forgiven. That's the power. The same thing he was telling the Jews, that I may show you that the Son of Man has a power, authority, exousia, to forgive sins. The same power he gave to us. I give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. And whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven. And whatever you lose, if you open it, no one can shut it. You lose on earth, whatever you lose will be loosed in heaven. We must build upon. Who has the key
of David now. The church. You got it. You got it now.
Who is seated with him in the heavenly places?
The church. And then he told us something. He said, hey, if one of you try to deal with it and you don't see what is, you don't see what you want to see in the degree you want to see it, he said, come together. Agree, come into agreement. You're acting as an individual. Now come together as a church where two or three of you come into agreement about anything, it will be done. For when two or three of you are gathered, that's what he was telling us in chapter 18, I am there in your midst. He said, engage the power of agreement. One may chase 1,000, but two. So come into agreement. So what do you think the devil will really be working on if he wants to make the people of God lame, paralyzed, inoperative, even though they have authority? Divide them, isolate them, let them say, I just love God, it's just about me and God. My Christianity is just I face God. Because whenever they come together, they are dangerous. If he allows them to engage the power of agreement, and two cannot work together except they are agreed, let them be fighting each other, let them lie about each other, let them have offense. And that's the same thing he brings into families. He will whisper to the man, he will whisper to the woman, he will whisper to the man, the woman does not love you anymore, the woman is just using you as ATM. Just don't have money now. You see that you are useless in this home. He whispered to the woman, this man doesn't love you anymore. This man doesn't care about you. Do you see his eyes? Does he even notice you? He will continue to do that until both of them are trying to find a way to live, but they are no longer together. And what he's doing there is that he's weakening the power of their agreement. In agreement, watch this. Never forget. In agreement, authority is amplified. That's why in any system of government, absolute authority is never vested on one man. I pray you understand what I said. Even in dictatorship, the day he does that thing and does that thing, and the day some men within his courts begin to gather together and say, this guy has become a danger to the existence of this place, they will take him out. No matter the power you wield, it's never greater than the power of the people. You're only wielding that power as long as the people permit. The day the people decide and they do not permit, that power ends. So even God, the Father, in creation, let us. In the beginning, Elohim. That's the revelation that God brought out. The plurality of his personality. Elohim. 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 And the Spirit hovered. And the Father spoke. So, three bears witness in heaven. The Father, the Word, and the Spirit. These three are one. They came together. Let us make man in our own image. God himself is saying, let us. Let it in you, let it not be let I. Things you've been fasting about, trying to deal with, and it's not giving way, bring it to the
church. Have for yourself 2, 3, 4 people who are genuine believers and friends who can genuinely fast with you about that issue and get, oh God, our parents had it. I've told people a story many times in this church how the enemy wanted to take me out with hepatitis C. It was so bad. It was at the last stage. It had affected different organs such that I couldn't even eat anything. Whatever entered my throat came out immediately, whether it was water, nothing. This young guy was going. One day I was in that hospital bed as a child and saw the doctor coming and call my father. Was a family doctor, very close to us, family friends. And the way his countenance, his head was bent, and my father stepped out. But I was seeing them from where the bed was, and they were talking, but I couldn't hear them. My father just bent down, and he was shaking his head like this. I will later come to know that what he told my father was that the guy is going. That only caused intervention. My father would sit down, came to my side of my bed and said, what do you want? You could see tears, but he was trying to be strong. What do you want? What do you want? What do you want? Just ask it as if that's the best he can do. Or he could do. And then my mother came back. She went home to relieve herself and then come back again. And I heard them talk. And after, my mother went out that night. She's been a believer and had this group of women. She was their women's president. And God has helped her. She even became their district, president for the women, even rose to national vice president in Foursquare Gospel Church. And so she called these women, and they came. That evening, they came. It was a private ward. The hospital, as I told you, the doctor was a family friend, so he allowed them. They entered my room. This one lie here, this one sit here, this one, no sleeping. It won't happen. They will stay there. They prayed. They will go the first day. They go to market, go to their offices. As they are closing, they told all their husbands straight to the hospital. They did that thing for some days. Maybe 3 days. They will be rebuking the devil, rebuking the spirit of death. Say, you're not taking this one. My mother will be with them. They will surround her. This one will place hand on her. This one will place hand on her. They will pray. By the third day, suddenly I started changing. But great miracle. The doctor came in. One morning after they've prayed and gone, the doctor just said, hey! It's just as if something happened. He said, I know what to do. He said, ha. He called me. He said, Nonso. He said, yes, that's my Igbo name. And he said, Kangara ge shopping. He went to bring this. I've never seen that in my life. That was the first, that was the last, and I'll never see it again. Syringe. It very big. Only him was administering it. And it took time. Little by little. You just be doing that. By the first day, I came back. By the second day, I was eating. By the third day, I think so, the third day, sometime, I was discharged. I left there. But you know, while he was doing that, those women were coming every day until the day I was discharged. Do you have prayer partners?
Or do you have movie partners?
A lot of Christians don't even have Christians they can share scriptures with. They can pray about anything with. Many Christians don't even know the authority of agreement. I say that if two of you, that conflict, that whispering in your family to divide brothers and sisters, to divide husband and wife, to divide yourselves, this is the issue. And wherever there is strife, you see every other evil thing. If two of you shall agree on anything, if you stamp on it, it won't happen. Consigning, and Jesus said consigning anything that they ask, it will be done for them by my Father in heaven. I give you authority. And he's moved by our tears. He's touched by the feelings of our weaknesses, and he's touched by our infirmities. He's moved. But I want to tell you what the answer is. In his mercy, and especially when there is an intercession going on. Because many people do not know that some of the things we think just happened, they didn't just happen. That especially when you belong to a church like this, and you're part of that church, you take communion, you are a partaker of the same grace. That there is a pastor that prays for you every day. When he's before that throne of grace, he has to do his work as an intercessor, and that God answers his prayers. So some of the things you see are answers to a man who stands in the gap. And then there are a company of pastors and ministers also that pray for you. That's another layer. Then there are leaders in different departments that pray for their people, and cells and people that pray. And then there are prevailers. In our church, we have a prevailers network, and it's still running. And you know, when it was starting, I warned people. I said, do not enter this thing if you're not ready to be an intercessor for life. I said, it's not for a period. Some people out of zeal, you know, but I'm grateful today that there are people who are on that platform keeping a watch of prayer every hour for 24 hours in this church. Give God praise. So when you see that, there are Christians that have given themselves, submitted themselves to the ministry of prayer. That the Lord wakes up hidden heroes, men known in heaven or not in heaven, that nobody sees and nobody is clapping for, but heaven knows them. Interceding. And if you're an intercessor, you would have noticed that at different times, at different degrees, when I begin to intercede, names will begin to come. I begin to call out names of people I don't know, I have never met. There are certain people I have prayed for years and for months. When I now meet them, I say, I know you. Because I've known them in the spirit before I met them physically for the first time. Intercessors. So a person can cry for help, and God answers, and there is deliverance offered of his mercy, because God is merciful. But listen, until, listen carefully, until you graduate from crying to roaring, you won't dominate. Until you graduate from crying to roaring, crying doesn't scare the devil. Roaring. You have to move from the place of tears. Oh, stand before the Lord. Be broken before the Lord. Yield before the Lord. In worship, shed tears. In worship, let there be a consecration before the Lord. Oh, let there be a breaking before the Lord. Let the Lord search your hearts. But when you are through dealing with that, when you stand before creation and you stand before the enemy, you don't cry, you roar. You use authority. When you deal with circumstances of this life, you don't cry unless you become a victim. You roar. Authority. Authority. And the month the Spirit of the Lord spoke through his servant, a new chapter has begun. And we shout amen. We must now receive light and walk in the light we receive. That I don't just shout amen. That one tool to open this new chapter in its manifestation is when I start using my keys. There are doors I have to close. There are histories that must not repeat itself. And there are doors I have to open. I have to write new stories that will delete past histories. I have to write new stories that will delete past histories. If they used to know my family as this, I'm about to rewrite it. If they used to know me as that, I'm about to rewrite it. A new chapter has to open. A new chapter has to start. And I'm going to use my God-given authority. Whatever I lose, but if you come to church and you hear all these messages and you say, oh, hallelujah, thank you, Lord, and you shout amen, and then you go and you watch movies, and you go, you stay on social media, and you go and you just be chatting with your friends or be chatting with yourself and be occupied with yourself and just focus on just your work only and do nothing in walking by the Holy Spirit to be brought into the zone where you can roar and begin to deal with things and address doors that must be closed and address doors that must be opened and address gates that must be closed and address gates that must be opened. If you don't do that, that thing where they cry can be crying till December. You see that thing from one issue to another since you entered this year, close that door now. So it doesn't get to December. Close it now. A new chapter for you this year begins now. Not one more day, not one more day. Enough is enough. Enough is enough. Not one more day. Lie your post, legeruseka, lobra de karus, emalaye porisaka. Not in my house, not in my home. Lie kosha, therefore you're a liar. La karatash, not on my head, not in my family, not in my family, not in my father's house, not in my mother's house, not in my wife's father's house, not in her mother's house. Die karosh, you're a liar. Not over my children, you're a liar. Le karosh, every door of evil, every arrow of infirmity, every arrow of misfortune, every arrow of stagnation, every arrow of disfavor, every arrow of rejection, every arrow of mockery, every arrow of death, in the name of Jesus, Ayato Shaka, be destroyed. Be destroyed now, in the name of Jesus. Ikalaya, laye po shakata, legeto, lagota yekete, libregeto shakata, laya, la po shakata, lupre shakata, laye, from the pit where, from the pit whence you came, return now, from the pit, from the altar whence you came, return now, back, in the name of Jesus. Liar, the rod of the wicked shall not rest on me, the Lord of the wicked shall not rest on my portion, the rod of the wicked shall not rest on this church. Iparaha, liar, rigeritosa, lebayakata, layo, liar, every wall of hindrance, give way, every wall of limitation, give way, right now, right now, every barrenness be reversed, every barrenness be reversed, right now, in the name of Jesus, Ako Shakataya, Alabakatakata, Lebregatosa, Lebregataha, life, light be, light be, light be, Ephata, doors of light, Ephata, doors of favor, Ephata, be open, doors of abundance, be open, doors of honor, be open, doors of glad tidings, be open, doors of promotions and liftings, be open, Ephata, 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 be open, right now, right now, in the name of Jesus, Libregato Shakata, Liberitakata, Libregato Shakata, Librege Rosaka, Lebrade Shakata, Libregede, Ikarada, Libregatos, lift your hands. We shut that door. We shut that door. Every appointment to death is cancelled. We shut that door to that spirit of death. In the name of Jesus, your attack is stopped now. Your attack is stopped now. She shall not die. He shall not die. He kalagata. He shall not die. She shall not die. We decree the doors of life open. The doors healing opened. The doors of health opened. Lipo shakata. Lago. Life be. Labokoto shakata. Wherever they release that stroke, return back to sender now. In the name of Jesus. Since you have an assignment to fulfill, fulfill it on the head of the sender. In the name of Jesus, we close that door. There shall be no loss of life. There shall be no death. We open the doors of life, of laughter, of peace, of favor, of abundance, of strength, of restoration. Now, in Jesus' name.